Welcome to Queen Bee's Ride or Die podcast. I am your host, Beatrice Morales, also known as Queen Bee. You are listening to Season 1, Episode 4. Guys, today I have a special guest, and it is none other than my daughter, Mally Morales.
Hi, I'm Mally. I will be 16. I will become a junior this upcoming school year, and I do drill team for my school.
So. Drill team? What is that, dance?
It's like a dance team.
Awesome. I was just making sure. Okay. Awesome. Well, guys, you heard it from her. She's about to be the big 1-6 on Sunday. So we will be celebrating her birthday soon. Well, today, Mally will be asking me some questions. What is your first question? And I will also ask Mally some questions on this podcast.
Okay.
Mally, question number one.
Question number one is, how did you know God was real?
Well, Mally, I knew that God was real because I had hit rock bottom in my personal life. And I found myself in a jail cell. And when I found myself in that jail cell for months prior, before I ended up in jail, one of my good friends had told me, hey, B, you really need to be listening to this pastor by his name, Rick Warren. And she also gave me a book and she told me, you need to read this book. And I told her, I was a pathological liar, you know? And I told her, oh man, that book is amazing. But guess what? That book just drove around in the trunk of my car. I never once opened that book. So when I found myself in jail, one of the inmates came up to me and she told me, Miss B, you really need to read this book. And it was none other than that same book. And it was called The Purpose-Driven Life by Dr. Rick Warren. And right there and then, God had my attention, and that's where I found God, in a jail cell, and because I could no longer run from him, and that was my turning point when I hit rock bottom. So that's how I found out that God was real for me, Mally. Thank
Good
you.
Stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's powerful. So now, Mally, my question for you is going to be, when was the time that you laughed so hard that you cried?
Okay, I wouldn't say cried, but I would say almost peed my pants. So, basically, your son, your oldest son, Chris, my brother, he felt a little adventurous, I guess you could say. He decided to start a little meal prep business, and I think he just did it at the wrong time because the food was good.
Yes, but it was amazing.
I think he was just doing a little bit extra, like the most.
Okay.
He was talking about how he needed to make more oats because he had like a few mason jars of oats, but I thought that they were going to sell out so fast.
He thought they were going to
sell out so fast, but they didn't. Okay. We were the ones eating the oats. I think only like one or two people bought oats. And yeah, I think one of his customers was us. So that was pretty funny.
Because he was probably, I remember him.
It was like his one day business thing. A few hours. didn't work out.
Yeah, I think it would have worked out, and it will one day work out for him, but it was just wrong timing. You know, he had all the kids, and it was a little stressful, but the food was excellent.
The food was good.
And I think you were just laughing so hard because he was yelling, I need more oats! I need more oats!
He would say, that's not going to be enough oats. We need to make more oats. I was like, dude, just sell these oats first.
All right, Mally. Thank you for answering that question.
Okay.
So what is another question that you have for me?
What has been the best thing about being a mom?
One of the best things that I've learned is laughing with y'all, just creating memories with y'all. I try to make it special, especially I think our biggest holiday for us is Thanksgiving. So even though, you know, I don't want to cry here, even though my back's hurting, my feet and everything, because I'm slaving in the kitchen, you know, prepping a feast for y'all, from the turkey to the dressing and everything. I look forward to all of those memories that I get to create with y'all, that one day I hope y'all get to create those memories with y'all's families, you know, when your mom's old. But also, one of the other best things that the Lord has taught me is me being in the presence of God, you know, in the presence of God on my knees, praying for you and your brothers. And what's also the most neat is like watching God answer those specific prayers that mom has prayed for y'all, you know. And now with Chris, that, you know, he's married and he has children, and, you know, now I get to pray for his wife and his children. So it's been awesome.
Aww.
Yes, okay. Sweetie. Mm-hmm. Now I have another question for you. Mm-hmm. What makes a good friend?
I think what makes a good friend is somebody that can make you laugh. Mm-hmm. I think it's somebody that makes you feel loved and wanted. It's somebody that you can trust and doesn't judge you and has like your best interests, because I think especially like now in like the generation like we're living in, there's a lot of fake friends that like say like, oh yeah, like we're besties, but it's not really like that, like, you know.
They don't really have your back. Exactly. They're not really a true ride or die, right?
Exactly. And especially in, like, middle school, like, it was really hard just finding, like, a good group of friends, because people always, like, talk about you.
They're judgmental. You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's like somebody has, like, the same morals as you.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's important. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I think that's what makes a good friend. Mm-hmm. My next question for you is, what is one thing you would tell your younger self?
Well, I would tell my younger self, Mally, is don't be too hard on myself. For me not to judge myself too hard. That I'm human and I'm going to make mistakes. And also, I've always known that I'm different. You know, I'm a different little rare bird, you know. Mm-hmm. So that for me to take great pride in my uniqueness, you know, and I don't say that in a haughty way, you know, I say it in a humble way. But for me not to try to fit into everybody's normal, like, and I say normal in parentheses, you know, I'm not going to measure people's standards, because God has made me different from everybody else, you know, and the way he's made you and all our listeners different. So I would also say, B, you got this. Wear your confidence with a smile, because I believe sometimes if you lack confidence, even if you have it, but you're lacking yourself, you're not going to succeed. So I would tell myself, girl, let's rock this show. The show must go on. And smile confidently.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mally, this is question number 3 for you. So a new school season is right around the corner, and I want to ask you, how do you know that you have been set apart by God?
So I think being in high school, it's definitely really hard to not fall into like the crowds and peer pressure and stuff. But I think because of that, it's definitely made me focus more on me and my relationship with God. And it's also made me trust God more, to know that he'll be able to give me better friends. So the last question I have for you, Mom, is what has been your biggest struggle and how did God help you through it?
Well, Mally, my biggest struggle was me growing up without a mother or a father. I was actually raised by my grandmother, and I thank God for that, because she is the one that would literally drag me to church. I hated going to church. I would whine and complain, and I remember she would pinch me. And I remember when she died, when I was 13 years old, I went wild. I went and did every sin that you can imagine, okay? I wanted to discover this world for myself, and I did, but it caused me a lot of pain. But I love this scripture, and it is found in Proverbs 22:6, and it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I am living proof, because my grandmother dragged me to church, that I returned to God's ways, because it was instilled in me as a child. And even through adversity, because I did not have a mother or a father, God has rewarded me with other blessings. And I came back to the things of the Lord.
That's nice.
Yes. It's awesome, sweetie. Uh-huh. Your final question, Mally, is, do you think teenagers struggle with mental health and self-image?
Yes, and I definitely don't think it's super talked about, just because I think, especially for me, it was really hard to, like, talk about my mental health and how I felt mentally, just because I always feel like it's not talked about. It's always, like, hushed, like, shh, like, nothing's wrong with you, you know, like, mm-hmm. You have nothing to be sad about. It's just, like, anytime I talk about my mental health, I always feel, like, super dramatic. Which I know isn't the case, you know, but I definitely think it's something that a lot of teens and just, like, people in general struggle with, and so, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Mally, for your transparency with me today and our listeners, and I just want to share a few facts about youth mental health, and these facts, I found them online, and these are the facts in the United States alone. Approximately 20% of teenagers suffer with a mental health disorder. Many mental health disorders first present themselves during their teenage years. Between 20 to 30% of youth have one major depressive episode before they reach adulthood. So, yes, a lot of people, I believe, especially when you're a teenager, you're still trying to figure yourself out. You really don't know, like, who you are yet. So you're still trying to learn who you are. So I believe, you know, even that self-image is a big thing. Would you agree with that, Mally?
Yes, definitely. Just like as teenagers, I know that it may seem like, oh, like, teenagers don't, like, have a lot. Like, you know, like, there's nothing to be sad about. Like, these are, like, the prime years of your life or whatever. Which, like, obviously, sure, true. But it's really hard just, like, growing up, especially at a time like this, like, in our generation, because especially, like, on social media, you have to, like, present yourself one way, but, like, behind closed doors, like, mentally, it's, like, so different, you know what I mean?
Yes, other challenges that you're facing.
Exactly.
And then you add COVID on top of all of that, and you're like, wow, COVID. Yeah. You know, and so if hard. You have, like, no Jesus in your life, that even sick. Adds more stress. No, and it's true. You know, people start freaking out. They're running around like, am I going to die? Am I the next one that's going to die? You know, so mm-hmm. I think it's important that, you know, that we do bring light to this mental, you know, that it's true. It's real. But I believe that Jesus, you know, can help anybody that suffers with a mental illness overcome that as well.
I agree.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mally, for being on this podcast with me today.
I have one more question.
Okay, go ahead, Mally.
What is your favorite thing about me? Because obviously, I'm the favorite child. We know this.
Oh, my God, y'all. She's going to do this.
This is so good. Tell me.
Okay, one of your favorite qualities, Mally, is mm-hmm. that you are so loving. You are so genuine. You always know how to, like, when you are really, I might crown this, but you are really mommy's sunshine, because I know you're a special gift that God gave to me and your dad. And, I asked myself many times, you know, your brothers are grown. They're out of the house. I asked myself, what would I be doing if God had not given us Mally, you know? Yeah. Jeez. So you all heard it from her. You bring me joy on some of my saddest days of my life. And you just, you know, you encourage me. When mommy's having a bad day, you write special little notes to me and, you know, you're special, mama, to mommy. You're fierce and you're bold, and don't ever let anybody tell you different, because God has great things for you, Mally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is, y'all. I'm in tears and she's laughing because, you know, in her books, she got to put that question in there. Thank you, Melanie, for being on this podcast with me. I am your host again, Queen B. Peace out. We love you. Until next time.
Bye.